Recorded Books presents A Father for Zach by Irene Hannon. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Nathan Clay gazed out over the sparkling blue waters off Nantucket, scanned the pristine white beach, and took a long, slow breath. What a change from the tiny windowless cell he'd left behind 4 days ago, his home for the past 10 long years. The juxtaposition was surreal. Settling back in the white folding chair, he tugged at the tie that was cutting off his air supply, surveyed the 75 wedding guests assembled on the lush, garden-rimmed lawn that abutted the beach, and tried not to feel out of place. It was a losing battle. What were the odds anyone else in this high-class group had served time in prison? Certainly not the Supreme Court Justice on the other side of the aisle, who was a longtime friend of the Morgan family. The family his sister Marcy would be marrying into in just a few minutes. Talk about moving up in the world. But she deserved it. Marcy had worked hard to build a better life, to rise above their tough upbringing. Too bad he hadn't done the same. Then again, his childhood had been even rougher than hers, or his big brother's. All because of the secret that had darkened his life for more years than he cared to recall. He swallowed past the sudden bitter taste on his tongue, sucked in a lungful of the cleansing salty air, suppressed the ugly memories. Those days were history. They couldn't hurt him unless he let them. And never again would he give his past that kind of power. A string quartet positioned to his right began to play, and he focused on the measured, calming cadence of the classical music as he surveyed the four musicians. Attired in black dresses, they blended together perfectly, each handling her instrument with a confidence that spoke of long hours of practice. Especially the violinist. Eyes closed, she swayed slightly as she drew the bow back and forth over the strings, producing pure, clear notes that quivered with emotion. The little he knew about music wouldn't fill one of the clamshells he'd found while walking on the beach yesterday, but he did know about losing yourself in art. That had been his salvation during his decade behind bars. And this woman was lost in hers. The sweep of her long lashes feathering into a graceful arc against her cheeks as she wielded the bow with nimble elegance. He continued to study her as guests arrived for the ceremony. Although her light brown hair was secured at her nape with a barrette, wispy bangs softened the no-nonsense style. The early afternoon sun highlighted her classic bone structure and warmed her flawless complexion, while the whisper of a smile played at her lips. His gaze lingered on their supple fullness, and all at once it became even more difficult to breathe. Running a finger around his too tight collar, he forced himself to turn away and found his new landlady, Edith Shaw, observing him from two rows back. When their gazes connected, she winked. What did that mean? Not a question he could dwell on, because the music changed and an expectant hush fell over the guests as the ceremony began. The minister, groom, and best man took their places beside the wooden gazebo where the vows would be exchanged, and Nathan angled in his seat to watch his sister-in-law walk down the aisle as matron of honor. Heather was as radiant as a bride herself. Perhaps due to the pronounced baby bump that heralded the arrival of a new generation of Clays. As the music changed again and Marcy appeared on JC's arm, Nathan focused on his sister. She'd always been beautiful, but today she was luminous as she slowly made her way toward the gazebo and the man she would soon promise to love and cherish all the days of her life. She smiled at him as she approached, her wispy veil drifting behind her in the gentle May breeze, her hand tucked in JC's. It was fitting their older brother should-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?